All right. Arguments have three primary things that can be said about them. An argument can be true, it can be important, or it can present relevant information. So an argument can assume, can say that data exist that supports a conclusion. And so an argument about data supporting a conclusion, and that data can be veracity is a word for, you know, it's kind of like how well you can verify something. So you can measure truthfulness, or like the ability to verify that something is true, on a scale of, you know, on a percentage, 0 to 100. And, a double-blind scientific study with lots of participants is going to be kind of the gold standard for verifying something. You know, this phenomenon exists with gravity. It can be replicated. So that's kind of the gold standard. If you can replicate something every time you, in a presence of a gravitational field, you drop a book, the book falls towards the object with a heavier gravitational force, more mass. All right. So something can be true, it can be important. So it is true, the sky is blue, but is it important? In an argument, maybe about pollution, but not in an argument about gun violence. You know, there's...
people who don't see blue skies are probably more violent because they don't...
Okay. What I'm trying to say is we can all agree that there are things that are true, but not relevant. So if you have a pro or con argument, and you set up a structure where there's pro and con arguments, and you know, each of those pro or con arguments needs to be measured for if the evidence that they're saying were true, would it necessarily support the conclusion? And, you know, I would propose that we have a scale of 0 to 100 percent. So, you know, an argument will have a conclusion score based on if it's true or important. And it's fine. It can just live there by itself. You can use that argument to support multiple different conclusions. But each linkage between an argument or evidence, let's say global warming. Global warming is man-made and is dangerous. So that's going to have a truth score, and it's going to have an important score. But, you know, that fact of global warming is going to have, if this were true, how strongly can we say that it should support a specific conclusion? We're going to have a score for each time that the fact of global warming is used as an argument to support another fact, that we should have a carbon tax. because, you know, there's a cap and trade trade system, and some people think, oh, a carbon tax is just more efficient, or maybe we should do both. But so you have to combine the argument that global warming is real and man-made and a serious threat with the belief that carbon tax is the most efficient way of avoiding carbon, and in order to support the belief that we should do a carbon tax. So what I would have is pro and con arguments for the linkage between global warming and the conclusion of supporting a carbon tax. And people will post reasons to agree or disagree that just because we have global warming means that we should support a carbon tax. And, the con evidence is going to say, well, you know, for $1 billion of negative impact to our economy, you know, we could save, you know, 100 million people in Africa. just with, like, mosquito nets. Did I say 100 million? That doesn't sound quite right. We could save 1 million people in Africa. so, I don't know. So that's where you get into cost-benefit analysis. Okay. But first of all, you have to start off with an argument and a framework in which an argument can be true, relevant, and important. True, important, and then relevant. And so each of those, relevant is between an argument and a conclusion, or data and a conclusion, between evidence and a conclusion. So relevant and an argument can be internal to a sentence. It can have a stated fact with the conclusion. But see, and that fact and the conclusion can be used as a pro or a con in a larger framework. So imagine, if you will, this framework with conclusions, and conclusions can support other conclusions. And they have importance scores by themselves, and truthful scores. And so again, global warming, important, yes. Conclusion, global warming is man-made, and if you say global warming is a serious problem, that's really where you have the importance score on a scale of. And so the importance score, I might not do as a percentage. You know, what would be the best way to do an importance score? You could do a scale like potentially planet destruction. And, you know, let's have arguments about whether global warming is potentially species destroying the problem. Not species, planet-wide destruction problem. And you see people imply that it is. And then you see other people say, hey, it's not just the right that's anti-science. You're kind of being anti-science here. All of the icebergs have been melted before. And it was at a time when we had the most abundant biodiversity on the planet. So, yeah, it was, all of those icebergs were melted. And there were those massive insects that were like 6 feet long. And it was one of the most biodiverse times on the planet. It was really hot and swampy. And but it's not going to destroy all life on the planet. We don't want it to happen. But let's categorize it. Is it a planet-wide? Is it a threat to the whole planet, or is it a threat to humanity? Will it destroy all of humans? Will it destroy? You know, like a nuclear war would take out all large mammals. It would, like, it might take out all mammals, right? Who knows? Nuclear winter. I guess mice are always going to live. I don't know. Do mice live through a nuclear winter? So, okay. So I'm not sure important should be a percentage. You could have different categories of important. And important to a million lives, greatly affecting. Yeah, so you could have an XY axis, the number of lives affected and how drastically it would affect them. It would kill them. It would, yeah, so I kind of think there should be a matrix, and you have letters and numbers, and so you could do an A1, a B1, B2, or C1. all right. So that's the importance. True. How would you rank true? Is it true on a scale of 0 to 100%? True compared to, I think you have to do comparisons of one thing to another. Like, what is the thing that we know that is more than anything else? We know that 2 + 2 = 4. We know that more than anything else, right? And so you could say 2 + 2 = 4 is 100% true, and just define 2 + 2 = 4 is 100% true, and then everything else would be relative to 2 + 2 = 4, and you know. So you just define that as 100%, and then the gravitational force between two objects is equal to their mass times the square root of the distance between, 1 over the square root of the distance between them. Mass 1 times mass 2 times 1 over the square root of the distance between. We know that very well. like that's right up there with 2 + 2 = 4. But it got there through a different route. Like 2 + 2 = 4 is a different kind of knowledge. Even if there were no objects, if there were objects, I don't know. so we can come up with different ways of classifying the truthfulness of something. But I think importance has to be a percentage. Because again, global warming is going to the belief that nothing's a fact, even evolution isn't a fact. And in science you have propositions, and then you have supporting evidence, and then you have strength of conclusions. So, man caused global CO2 going into the air causes global warming is pretty much a fact, is right up there with it's not the exact same as evolution, because there's, you know, the models and but it's very close to evolution, and 2 + 2 = 4. But global warming is up there, right? Man-made global warming is up there, very high as a conclusion. But carbon tax, because of global warming affecting $500 billion, in the light of other priorities, is less up there, because maybe cap and trade is better. And I'm not saying, you know, no action is an option. Carbon tax may be better than no action. Just saying, they're not synonymous. They're not exactly the same thing. The belief that we have a problem isn't the same thing as saying we should use trillions of dollars to solve that problem. So, again, people pretend like they're synonymous. But sometimes those people pretend that government has infinite resources. That and it could, if we had a different tax policy, it would not have infinite resources, obviously. But just speaking casually, we give each other the benefit of the doubt, and you know that I'm not it doesn't matter if I'm a complete moron. If I'm saying something that's that's understandable, and I'm trying to convey a message and discuss a topic, hopefully you can just follow along with me, giving the topic, just being cool. You can be cool. Just be cool. And relax a little bit. And just take your mind to what is true. And it might not be what I'm saying, but it's what you how you can get to somewhere smart, kind of by following the words that I'm saying, and that you construct a place that is smart and has a good idea. And you're doing some of the work. You're not stupid. You can come to smart conclusions by yourself. And you can come up with a better solution than me. But kind of use what I'm saying as a jumping off spot and not being adversarial towards me and just, oh, I want to prove you wrong. All right. So we need to be able to have conclusions stand by themselves as facts. And we need a way of using those conclusions to support other conclusions. And the only way of doing that is linkage scores. I think I'm right in that we need a structure in which if you strengthen an argument, you automatically strengthen. This is extremely important. I really, really want you to get this concept into your mind, because it lies at the heart of the problem of everything with our society. And we need a structure in which if you strengthen an argument, you automatically strengthen all conclusions built on that assumption, to the degree that it can be said that if the assumption were true, the conclusion necessarily is strengthened. All right, that's a lot of word salad, and you're gonna say, oh, that's stupid. But it's the most important fact that we faced right now in 2020, is that we're all just saying stuff. We're saying stuff on Twitter, and we're saying stuff on Facebook. We're saying stuff in a billion different places, newspaper articles. You know, we're saying stuff everywhere, but none of it is linked together. So you've got billions of people repeating the same arguments, and they're all disorganized and unlinked. And there's no context. There's no order. It's just, and you have off in little corners of the internet, extremists who all accept the same premises and the same assumptions about communism and socialism and capitalism. And they're all just off in their own little corners. They've created echo chambers for themselves, and their assumptions aren't true. But they have built all of these if-then scenarios off of assumptions that aren't true. And none of their... So on Twitter and Facebook and even on LinkedIn these days, people are arguing about politics. And and trying to strengthen or weaken assumptions. But when you strengthen or weaken these arguments, nothing happens, because it's all so disorganized. And people are making excellent arguments every day out there. They're repeating the same arguments that have been made for hundreds of years. But, you know, but it doesn't matter, because you've got people isolated in dark corners of the internet who've already moved past their assumptions, and they're into like 12th level conclusions based on faulty assumptions. So it's a problem. It's the biggest problem we face on the planet today, is we don't have adequate sense-making mechanisms. And it all comes down to one thing. It all comes down to one thing. That our conclusions are disorganized and unlinked to the evidence. We need to link our conclusions to the strength of the evidence. That's the definition of sanity. That's the definition of reason. And it has a very simple technological solution. You just create a system, a database, a relational database. You put in conclusions and you build little scores between conclusions and assumptions. And you ask yourself, if this assumption were true, would it strengthen the conclusion? And this would fix every single one of our problems, because it would create order. It would instantly create order out of this chaos where all of our arguments are disconnected. People are disconnected. Our arguments are disconnected. Society is falling apart. And we just need a simple little boring connection between assumptions and conclusions. And that will connect society. it'll connect society, because it'll connect our arguments. It'll connect our evidence to our conclusions. Again, let me repeat the boring part, because I'm not sure I'm explaining it very well. But the boring part is this. We need connections between our evidence and our conclusions, our pro and con evidence and our conclusions. And the evidence needs to ask this question. The linkage score needs to ask this question. If the evidence were true, to what degree and why, with pro and con arguments, if this evidence were true, can it be, to what degree can it be said that if this evidence were true, it would necessarily strengthen such and such, this or that conclusion? And so there needs to be a score. We need a freaking score. 95%, 30%, 13%, 0%. It doesn't matter. Even if this evidence were true, it would not strengthen, or it would strengthen such and such conclusion. That little linkage score will tie our arguments and our evidence and our data to our conclusions. It'll make our arguments rational. And if we can have rational arguments, we can succeed as a species. We can talk to each other. We can build our conclusions off of the strength of the evidence. And that's what I'm asking for. And I think it's common sense. I think it's an easy decision. Okay, and that's it. Thanks for listening. I hope you agree. And that's it. Okay.